And joining me live in studio today is Emily Martin. Emily is part of the Box Age Park Board of Directors for the community of Fairview and the historic Box Age. Good morning, Emily. How are you today?
Good. Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me back. Okay.
Appreciate you coming in. Before we head into the big weekend with the car show and cornhole tournament this Saturday, first props to another great Pioneer Day celebration. Went very, very well. It seemed like people had a lot of fun.
It did. We really had a great time. We had a great turnout. People came out and really supported us, and we're so grateful for the community support that we've been receiving.
Sold a couple burgers that day, I hope.
We did sell a few. Yep.
So, of course, you're trying to raise some money for upgrades and different things like that, maintenance. And we'll get into that in a second, but let's first talk about Saturday. So, car show. This is new for the Box Age.
This is. We have a community member that approached us about if we'd be willing to do a car show at the park, and we jumped right on board that. We're really excited to be able to bring that to our community. And so the cars will come at 9 o'clock for registration, and it's $10 per car. And all of those funds are being donated to the Box H as well. And then starting at 10 o'clock, it's open to the public to come and enjoy. At 11 o'clock, we're going to start a cornhole tournament. We're hoping to fill a 32-team bracket. And we've got some pretty great prizes for those winners. So we've got a $300 cash prize for the first team,
nice.
$200 for second, and $100 for third. We're also going to have a prize for a Fairview team that goes the furthest in the bracket, and then as well as a youth team prize. Since we're not having a youth and an adult division, it'll just be the youth team that goes the farthest.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So that all happens this Saturday. Let's talk registration for the car show. You mentioned they're showing up at 9. I'm assuming you're going to have some of the staples that we see, some of the really nice, slick and shiny classic cars. What if someone just has like a fun old Jeep or something like that? Is it open to anybody?
Absolutely. We're welcoming everyone. And we're just looking for a fun day at the park with our families. Get out, hopefully be able to enjoy some good weather. I'm not checking the weather because I don't want to jinx it, but we're really hoping that it's going to be nice and we'll be able to just enjoy being outside. So any cars are welcome. We are going to have 10 trophies that will go to the top 10 cars.
Perfect. And of course, you mentioned gates open at 10 for the public to come view the cars. As far as the cornhole goes, are you still taking registration now? I'm assuming you still have some openings.
We do. We are taking registrations now. You can email us at fairviewboxh@gmail.com to get registered. And the entry fee now is $50 per team.
Okay. And some great, great prizes, as you mentioned, for that. So that's all happening this Saturday at the Box H Park in Fairview with the Corn Show and the Car Show and Cornhole Tournament. Emily Martin in studio today to tell us all about it. Of course, Emily, we've talked before in the past several times what you're raising the money for. And remind us for our listeners this morning, where does this all go towards?
So right now we're focusing on improving our playground equipment. We're really hoping to be able to purchase our equipment by the end of this year at the current prices, knowing that those are going to go up. And so that's been our big push of why we're trying to host so many events and raise money. We're about $20,000 away from that. We're also taking donations from businesses and community members, trying to reach that $20,000 mark. And we're hoping to be able to put that new playground equipment in the spring. We revealed at the 24th what that playground equipment entails. We've got a really big piece of equipment for 5 to 12-year-olds that has 5 slides, lots of on and off, monkey bars, all the things. And then we've got a toddler set. And to my knowledge, I think this will be the first toddler set of playground equipment that's in the Upper Valley right now. There's really not a park that has a piece for toddlers. And then we'll also have a swing set with a tire swing on it as well.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It looks really, really good. And as you mentioned, just like everything else, price is expected to go up next year. So you really would like people to support you this year to get this in.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Can I just add, we'll also be serving lunch this weekend at the Box H, and we're grateful for Star Valley Medical Supply sponsoring that.
Okay. So people can purchase lunch while they're there, and just is like burgers and dogs type lunch. What do you got?
We're going to have hamburgers, chips, and drinks, and hoping to feed as many mouths as we can.
Perfect. I have been, just so our listeners know, I've got a pretty good playlist brewing for the car show this Saturday.
Awesome. So, we can't wait.
I'll be there with some speakers and, you know, making it fun. And it should be a great time. Emily, anything we missed for this Saturday?
So it's going to go from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So we'll kind of have things wrapped up by 3.
Perfect. Justin, no, I won't say anything about the weather. I won't say it. Emily Martin in studio, Box H Park. And again, the car show and cornhole tournament begins this Saturday for the car show at 10 to the public. Cornhole begins at 11, and you'll just take registration up until it's full or when it begins?
Yes.
Right? Okay. It all happens this Saturday. Emily, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI.